Broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 27, episode number 252. How's it going?
It goes.
Good.
Awesome.
Good, good. It's more than halfway through January, which is insane, but good, you know.
Yes.
Good.
You're right.
I know.
I feel like, is that like being an adult is just always commenting on what day and month it is in the year?
Yes.
And not being able to believe it?
Yes.
Yeah. Or the weather. So this time of year, I feel like it's like the 1-2 punch of like, what's the weather doing and how are we in the middle of January already?
It's been really nice here.
That's very true.
But we often have very, like, global warming aside, we often have very nice days in January. And it's been nice, which has been really enjoyable. I appreciate it.
Well, aren't you special?
That's good. Yeah. It's been very cold here. And windy.
Yeah.
And then it randomly got warm and rained. It was like 20 degrees for like 48 hours. And then all of a sudden it like raised up to 35 just when...
I like how that's warm.
Through.
You can say that warm.
Right.
Like, and then we had a heat wave of 35. It's been cold here too. Although we had a little bit of snow the other day on Sunday. We were supposed to get this like snowmageddon, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knew it was all bullshit, but they still rushed out and bought all of the ramen off of the shelves. Which I know because this morning, so Zachary's at Jack and Cindy's for the week, so Alex was upset that he had to go to school today, so I asked him, what do you want for dinner tonight this morning? You can pick whatever, and he said he wanted chicken and noodles, so like a variation of like hibachi made at home. So, you know, I was like, well, I'm just going to go get some ramen and some chicken, and I did, and I had to go to 2 stores to find ramen, and they didn't even have like the bulk packs. I had to buy the individual 25-cent packs, like, you know. A bunch of those. Anyway, first
like
world problems.
Like a college student.
Like a college student at 37, almost 38. Regardless, yes. So anyway, we were supposed to have this big ice storm, snow, blah, blah, blah. It ended up being, I don't know, we had like a quarter of an inch outside, and then it turned to freezing rain for a while, and then it raised from 27 to 36 over the course of like an hour, so we also had a heat wave. And turned into rain, and good times. I don't know where I was going with this. Anyway, I took my Christmas decorations down today, finally.
Oh, yeah, we did that on Saturday, too. It was like, last year we kept our tree until mid-February. This year I was like, I am ready to move on.
Let's I'm surprised this. Your tree lasted that long.
Yeah, me too. Oh, it's
They're good trees. It was, again, this year. Got it from the same place. Expensive, but they will last because we did put it up before Thanksgiving.
That's true. You put yours up earlier.
I'm super jealous. Ours was very expensive and was dead as a doornail when we got back from Christmas.
Oh,
dead, like brown dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We stopped watering our tree after Christmas, and it was only within the last day or so where it started to look, you know, both of them, the big one and the Alex size one, that they started to like look like they were ready. But even then, the needles never fell off, didn't fall off until I was taking the lights off of them today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our tree, remnants of our tree still litter our elevator.
You just marked your territory.
Well, to the point where, like, I don't know, we were doing. Yeah, we were doing something in the we were traveling in the elevator. We were doing something in the elevator. We were in the elevator. And I'm like, look at all these pine needles. Someone took their tree out. Daniel's like, that was our tree.
Like, could have been anyone's.
Could have been anyone's.
Could have been anyone's.
Oh, my God.
Because we thought we'd be smart and wrap it in a, like, moving blanket because we didn't have one of those giant bags that you're supposed to, like, bag up. I was like, well, we'll just use a moving blanket. That'll totally work.
What are these giant bags you speak of?
Maybe it's a city dweller thing, but like when you take your tree out, like they have these giant tree-sized trash bags that you're supposed to use so that you don't get pine needles all
everywhere?
Over your communal elevator.
Oh, well.
We don't have a full-time super. Where were we supposed to get those bags? I wasn't buying it myself.
Yeah. You know what? You wore your mask, so really you did your citizen duty for the day.
Right. You know, so the elevator smells like pine needles. It has smelled like much worse.
Yeah. You're doing
exactly.
It a favor.
Yeah.
If you have been in our elevator, I am doing that elevator a favor.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Speaking of New York City, did you guys know that there's this new show called How I Met Your Father?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we talk about this or did I just like...
We did not talk about it because I don't think either Amanda and I really watched How I Met Your Mother.
What?
Yeah, I've only ever seen it if it was on somewhere. I've never really watched it.
Oh, I watched it.
Oh, you did?
It was one of those shows I really loved, but now in looking back on it, like in hindsight, you're like, oh, hella problematic. So now I feel like I can't enjoy it anymore.
You know, so here's my thing. I also really enjoyed it. And it's very much to me, it was like a certain period of time in my life. And there are certain friends that we still like quote certain lines. And when you do a rewatch, it is rather cringy, but I think you can sort of still enjoy it a little bit. And I mean, really, it's like any show, like Friends is super cringy on a rewatch.
Yeah.
I was never as into Sex and the City, but I imagine that's like super problematic on a rewatch. Like,
I think it was super problematic while it was happening, but
probably
it was aimed at a group of people our age who were in college being like, oh my God, in 10 years, this could be our glamorous lives.
Right. It was a fantasy.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, I just stumbled across it today, and there's two episodes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's new.
I know I
didn't realize it was out already.
Yeah, no, it's out. It's, like, starting to air. So even though I said I was going to watch less TV this year, and I have, I did watch those two episodes. Hilary Duff is in it?
That was the only thing I knew about it, is that it had Hilary Duff in it.
And that guy who's in Veronica Mars in the college years, who's like into the radio stuff. He's like the main guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway, it was fun. It's like a much more, it's a more diverse cast, but the two main characters are still white. So it's kind of like.
Oh, it's Christopher Lowell who played Piz.
Right.
Hmm. Who does the narration?
I think it's
going
to be fun.
Who does the narration of like?
Oh my God! Speaking of Sex and the City, so the one who plays the mom is Samantha, the one
Kim Cattrall,
actress
Kim Cattrall.
Yes,
nice.
Yes, I can't remember if she does the actual narration or not. I did not realize that Bob Saget, R.I.P., did the narration of How I Met Your Mother.
That's where I was going with this.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. No, I like that. That clunked into place today.
Yep. America's Dad.
Yeah.
Did he really? Do the narration for that? I feel like I might have read that somewhere.
I heard him do the narration through all of the millions of seasons and just didn't, like, put it together.
Right, because his voice is, like, very familiar and, like, comforting, and it's like, you know it.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe didn't know why, and yeah.
Because you're picturing the guy in How I Met Your Mother to be much cooler than Bob Saget.
Is he, though?
Well, okay, when you watch it when you're in your early 20s, then you do. Yeah. Or whenever it came out. 20s, still, sometime in the 20s. Later on, you realize, no. It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, but I feel like Bob Saget and, like, Ted Mosby are, like, right there. equal line of...
Bob Saget's probably nicer.
Probably much nicer.
Like, more considerate.
That is the thing. It's like you hear all the like tributes that it sounds like he really just was America's Dad. Like he really was just a super nice guy.
Yeah. You hear these
really, really raunchy stand-up show.
Mm-hmm. Like you hear these stories of celebrities telling stories about Bob Saget. Like he would text people just like all the time, like was really good at keeping in touch with people, like email, text, you know, always good with a joke, like to, you know, keep a good relationship. Like I really like the I don't know where he's going with that. He just sounded like a nice person, so I really hope that he doesn't end up being, you know. Please let us have Bob Saget.
Yeah. But so young.
I know. Yeah. 65 is so young.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, too.
Yeah, he's younger than my mom was.
Yeah. Did you read his Instagram about Betty White after she died and he told the story?
No. No.
Okay, hold on. It's actually, it's kind of funny. It went around because he talks about, like, the afterlife in it, but it was just really mainly, like, you know, like, hype or whatever. I was like, oh, I didn't really get that at all. Anyway, so after Betty White died, he said that he first met her at 15 when she was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and he snuck on set. And he got to hang out with her because they both did ABC shows, so they were on a junket. So we were on an ABC jet once for a junket, and I was sitting across from her, both of us sipping Bloody Marys. We'd been laughing for hours. I looked into her eyes and faux romantically said, "How about it, Betty? You and me in the bathroom, Mile High Club?" She answered me before I had the chance to finish the invite. "Of course, Bob. You go in there first, and I'll meet you as soon as I finish my drink." And then, of course, she went right to sipping from the straw. I waited in that bathroom for over 2 hours, parentheses. This would be the joke on a joke part, in case you take things literally. Anyway. I guess we didn't really touch on Bob Saget last week, did we? Anyway.
I don't think we did.
It had, like, just happened.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe we're almost done with January already.
Halfway.
Halfway. There was this really funny tweet that was going around. And hold on. Let me see if I can text it to you guys and then I'll read it. Because I feel like this is good with some visual. So the tech, it's a from a Tumblr post. And it has a timeline, 2010-11, you know, through 2022. And from 2010 to 2014, it's blocked off as nostalgia. And then 2015 to 2019, it's 2016. And then 2020 to 2022 is just plague.
Oh my God, that's so accurate.
How does this person know my very soul?
No, but I love that. This is so
definitive.
Much.
So good.
Definitive proof that this is how calendars work.
We figured it out.
We figured it out. Clearly, we all have the same lived experience that this is correct.
Yep.
Ergo, we can rewrite a time to reflect.
I also...
Oh, man. Somebody put, it's a bit optimistic to close the plague bracket at 2022, but otherwise pretty accurate. No!
No.
We're closing that bracket.
You know what?
God damn it.
Again, this is going to be my lived experience, so... I'm internalizing it. I'm manifesting it.
Like, fuck, we still have a lot of 2022 to go. Like
exactly.
We all get free kits now. Clearly the pandemic is over.
Ooh, what is this other
plus
jam
the
you
27
sent?
That plus the 27 that we brought back from France.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I sent you something else, and I'll put this in the show notes, and I'll play the audio here, but it's probably easier than me waiting for it to load. This is another amazing clip. It's this kid that was interviewed, I think it was in Toronto. It was on the news in Toronto, and he was interviewed for the news because he was shoveling snow, and I will just play the clip right here. Go for it. It's my new favorite thing on the internet.
A snow day turned into a work day for Carter Trizzolo.
I really wish I was in school right now.
Trizzolo was clearing snow around not just his house, but also doing it
for my neighbors, friends, probably and people I don't know.
I will say, I do not miss shoveling snow.
That kid is...
Could have been playing Fortnite.
He got a really good workout.
The best so, part...
Probably people he doesn't even know.
The best part is the, what's it called? Like the name plate thingy.
The placard.
Yeah, where it just says...
Mallor... Trizzolo.
Carter Trizzolo. Exhausted.
I couldn't see the subtitle.
This kid is my hero. That's how I feel every day with everything.
here's what I want to know, though. Did he just decide to shovel not only his walkway, but everyone else's, just, like, because once he got started, he just kind of felt like he had to finish it? Or, like, was this a punishment? Did his parents make him? Like, was he doing it for money? Like, what's the situation here?
I bet he lost, like, tablet time or something, and his parents were like, go outside and shovel snow. Earn it back.
Once you've done the whole block,
you can't come back.
Probably people I don't know.
Probably people I don't know. Oh, I wish I was in school right now. That kid is my favorite.
Oh, that's good.
I also love how much he looks like Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
He does.
Like, I thought that's where we were going with this.
That's what I thought too, when it just looked at, like, the thumbnail. I was like, oh, this kid looks like Ralphie. Can he, so not, could he not put his arms down? What's this going to be about?
Maybe he's shoveling the snow because he's saving up for a Red Ryder BB gun.
Maybe he is.
It's going to shoot his eye out.
Yeah. Though I'm sure in modern day it's some sort of paintball something or other.
Yes. Or like a virtual reality thing.
Right.
Right. Some announcements. We are going to have our favorite guests on, the Real Weird Sisters, on Tuesday, February 1st. So get your feedback in for that. If you want a two-part episode, we need all the feedback. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com, 331-276-2376. Let us know. Send it out. Send it out. Right?
Please.
2373?
I don't know. Get it from the show notes, guys.
Yeah, it's always there. Every week, I just copy and paste it right down in there. So super excited to have Alice and Martha come back. You can also email them to, I don't know, Facebook, Twitter, just however you want to get it to us. Just get us your feedback, because woohoo!
Yay!
And then next week we will have a Patreons bonus show, because the other one came out last week, and we've got some awesome clips for you. Also next week we will be live for the patrons. So yay!
Nice.
Figure
get
about
patrons.
9:30-ish, 9:45. We'll let you know about that time, because we're gonna do the bonus show real quick before then. But yeah, so that will be on January 25th, which will then be the end of January, right? We can say that.
Then we can, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our last show in January.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I, this weekend, went on a small BuzzFeed bender of, like, real life ghost stories, because it kept being like, you know, want to read more, and I opened up, I had like 17
always yes.
I had, and then the comments, I was reading the comments. I stayed up until like 12:45 on Saturday because I could not stop, and I was like, these are so awesome. I think we need a second Halloween show in February.
Sure, why not? When's the next full moon?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
So then there'll be another one in 28 days.
Well,
there we go. Anyway, yeah, there were some really cool stories. Just saying, I was tickled by it. I might need more than 28 days to pare it down to a reasonable, acceptable amount.
So the next full moon.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay, because February's is February 16th, and it's called the Snow Moon.
Ooh.
Also the Storm Moon and the Hunger Moon. But let's see. So then I'm guessing, well, then March's will be 26 days after that, whatever that is.
Why is it called the Hunger Moon, I wonder?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
March 28th is the March full moon.
Okay.
And it's right before the spring equinox, making it the Lenten moon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because it'd be during Lent. I get it.
Yeah. That's a good point. So here's what I was thinking for February, because we'll record on the 1st with the Real Weird Sisters, and hopefully we can have two shows worth of content. The second part of the episode would be our Valentine's Day show. So I'm going to need a lot of feedback from a lot of help here to come up with some kind of, I don't know, Valentine's theme stuff to talk about with them / Harry Potter / whatever. But if we can do that, that'd be awesome. And then we'll be back on the 15th. And I was thinking on the 22nd, since that's Tuesday, 2/22/22, we could have a Deuces Wild show. A live show.
I love it.
Deuces Wild. I don't get the reference.
It's a poker reference.
Yeah, I don't get the poker part, but I get the deuces too, and it's like 2/22/2022.
And it's a Tuesday. Yeah.
Cool.
No.
It's basically the day I've been waiting for my entire life, since 2 is my favorite number, and I am super stoked about it.
Oh my god, I might be out of town that week.
You better be changing your plans.
You better change your plans right now.
It's my birthday week.
That's very true.
It depends on the pandemic. I could try to record.
We'll figure it out.
It would be a low key type trip, so I could try to record.
It's okay. Don't worry. We don't have to make.
No, I don't want to ruin this. You know, wild.
The most important day of Colleen's whole life.
Literally,
you know, whatever. It's fine. Go do whatever we'll you want to do. I'm sure it'll be just as important.
We will figure it out.
We can do it again on March
3rd, 2033. Okay, if I am out of town that weekend, I will bring a microphone. We will record.
We'll keep it quick.
Figure it out.
Maybe because I'll be so fucking hyped up on life that day, I'll read some of my scary death stories.
Well, we can keep it to 22 minutes.
Oh!
It's going to either be 22 minutes or 2 hours and 22 minutes.
No, it will not be 2 hours. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Well, if you are out of town, we don't have to. We can also push the Real Weird Sisters back to release that week too. It's not a big deal. We can have an honorary Deuces.
I will let you know.
Okay.
I have asked for that week off, but we haven't yet decided if we're actually going somewhere.
Cool.
I want to go to Missoula.
Aww.
And it's the week of the, they have the Big Sky Film Festival, and Frank was going to go for work.
Yeah,
I was like, well, it's my birthday week, so I'll go just because it's my birthday week and I want to go home. No, I'm not sure what's happening, if the festival's happening and if we should travel again and blah, blah, blah. But
that's a great festival.
To be continued.
We applied Trickster for that festival. We really wanted
Seriously?
To get in. Yeah. That was when we were really like,
shit.
Oh, that one looks so cool. Like, it looks so
pretty.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
I grew up there but never went.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the ones we applied to.
Ugh.
We didn't
get in. That's nice to hear. I'm sorry you didn't get in. But it's nice to hear that it's a good one. I mean, it's better that you didn't get into it and it's good than you didn't get into it and it's a shitty festival.
I think it's I think.
Right? I'm gonna Google this shit.
Yeah,
I don't have to write it.
Wait, what is this festival called?
Big Sky.
Big Sky. Okay.
Big Sky Film Festival.
Cool.
In Missoula, Montana. Shit. I just didn't even know, I knew that it was a thing that happened, but I didn't ever pay attention. I just never went.
Cool. Yeah. All right. All right, so we'll put a pin in all these February plans. I mean, it is only mid-January, so it's fine. It's totally fine. Does anybody else have anything before we move on? Cool. Okay, so I saw this amazing headline today, obviously also on Twitter, and I don't know if you're familiar with the newest, one of the latest Boris Johnson scandals that's out going on right now.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
They want his head.
I am, in fact.
Okay, so you know how the one I'm referring to is that he had this big Christmas party last year during the lockdown. So the headline of the whatever article it was something like, "Nobody told me house party was breaking the rules, said man who makes the rules."
Hashtag accurate.
Yep. And I thought it was so funny, but it did actually remind me that some point, like Friday, Thursday, over the weekend, there was another Twitter party of the greatest headline that you've ever seen. And this was, these two events happened randomly, right? So, it starts out with, what's the one that was, this is in, so people were just throwing their suggestions out there. So the first one wasn't quite a headline, but it was also funny. Large boulder the size of a small boulder is completely blocking the eastbound lane in Highway 145.
How did that make it to print?
No.
An editor with a good sense of humor.
An editor with a very good sense of humor. This next one makes me laugh. It's from News of the World. Nudist welfare man's model wife fell for the Chinese hypnotist from the co-op bacon factory.
What's that? Like
so much going on there.
That's a bunch real of words. Headline.
Like word salad.
It's just so much to unpack there. Like, what?
It's like that episode of Family Guy with like the manatees that like push the words.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here's another one. And I think this one's also from one of those tabloid sites. Woman in sumo wrestler suit assaulted her ex-girlfriend in a gay pub after she waved at a man dressed as a Snickers bar.
Damn.
There's so much.
At Halloween?
I feel like these are such descriptive headlines. It's like, I don't need to actually read the article. I feel like I got it.
Right.
Exactly.
I got what that was. I don't think I need the details.
Those are those like clickbaity articles where they want you to like, yeah. They or because it's that tabloid mentality where they want you to pick it up and read buy the rag or whatever. This other one was my favorite. Girls' schools still offering something special - head. Because the headmaster is the one, headmistress is the one that's being quoted that the girls' school's still offering something special, but they don't, it doesn't, it's quoted wrong and just, you know.
Oh no. It's unfortunate.
This other one, homicide victims rarely talk to the police.
I like how it's rarely, like occasionally.
Woman who complained her pink turkey ruined Christmas is told she bought gammon.
She bought what?
Gammon.
The other white meat.
I looked it up. The other. It's cured or smoked ham.
Huh. Which, so, not that I eat any of it. But I feel like a ham and a turkey don't look that similar.
They don't. That's why she was complaining and the article. So she was bitching about it. This is from the Daily Mail. So that's why it's the stupidest of the stupids. And she complained that she bought a turkey that was pink and it ruined Christmas. And all the comments were like, and she posted a picture of it. And all the comments were like, dumbass, you bought a ham.
You bought a ham. Yeah. And it was probably delicious.
I'm sure. Well, no, it ruined Christmas, dude.
Now, if you were expecting turkey and you got ham, I feel like that. It's like, you know, when you're, what is it, like when you think you're drinking milk and you get water? It's just, you know, it's not what you're expecting.
This next one is from Sky Sports, and it's Keegan fills Schmeichel's gap with semen.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Keegan fills Schmeichel's gap with semen. And it's all, so Keegan Schmeichel and semen are all like football players.
Oh my God.
Like soccer. Oh. It's, yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just that grammar. I was just like, oh, it's like precious.
So
yes.
I believe
the ring is mine.
Like, So David Seaman used to play for Arsenal, and then after 13 years, he quit, and he went to the team being coached by Keegan, who was trying to fill a gap in the team that was left when Schmeichel left the team. Manchester City. You're welcome, all of you.
Man, how do you go through life? Well, I'm going to retract what I just was about to say.
Okay. There's only a couple more. This one makes me laugh too. Shopping center sorry for polar bear anal sex Christmas display. I don't know, but I want to read the article so
I would read that article.
Yeah.
I don't think that somebody one's so
like bad. Somebody superstored it.
That's got my attention.
Somebody superstored it. That one's really gross. Oh, this one's dumb, but coronavirus conference canceled in New York because of coronavirus.
It's just a sign of the times.
Yes, that's in the plague bracket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Village people upset at YMCA plans. And I believe that is from the New York Post.
That's just fun. That's just good, clean fun.
And then finally, scroll down. Feral hogs find and destroy cocaine worth $22,000 hidden in woods. Okay, no, that one's nuts.
Those are some feral hogs that just...
Oh, here we go.
Did not know what hit them.
Yeah.
All right. This is what we're going to end on. You ready?
Okay.
About 8 inches make June 5th the wettest in history. And this is from the Sun Gazette. So.
Nice.
Alrighty. On that note, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and do a little bit of feedback. All right, we're back. We're ready to get into some feedback. But before we do, Amanda, I kept scrolling after you got up. And I did miss this gem. This is from 2012.
Oh, my.
6,000 rim jobs on the line.
That is pretty good.
And it's RIM, R-I-M, Research in Motion, the parent company of BlackBerry.
R.I.P. BlackBerry.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah, I could keep going because this thread never ends, but I should stop and save it for the end if we have time. All right, getting into some feedback. We have none. Just the message she said. So let's do it.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
It took 20 years.
It was my first time using it. Nah, that sucked.
It's been surprisingly good this year. I'm enjoying it.
I don't want your creepy drunk.
That sounds like a good headline. Woman doesn't want man's creepy trunk. I was like, desperate times, man. So I took it.
When in a Walgreens parking lot.
Would you like me to pay you for this?
It just kept coming up and coming up.
Boing, boing.
Oh my god.
You used to have it sitting there.
Sorry, they were a few days later than I said they'd be out.
I got it!
Give it to me all the time.
Thank you, Matt, as always. We appreciate it. Can't wait to see what you come up with next week. I'm assuming rim jobs will probably be on the table, on the menu.
I sure hope so.
All right, moving on to the feedback. we have a This Week in Andy's Virginity update.
All right. Andy writes in, This Week in Andy's Virginity. Hey, broads. I'm sorry about your job, Colleen. That really sucks, especially nowadays. Hopefully you're doing well in your search and can find something good soon. Unfortunately, the only real update I have is complaining about my job. So you'd think that guy I was complaining about a couple of months ago would have either A, quit, B, gotten fired, or C, learned from his mistakes and made progress as an employee. Nope, he's still at it, still getting on my nerves. Recently, my coworkers brought up an issue they've had with a lack of communication. To be honest, this has merit. I certainly could be better at letting them know what's going on my end. However, the bad communication goes both ways, as they've really not reached out to me for help when they've needed it. So we're trying to be more communicative, and I think in doing so, it shows why that came to be. The other day, we had a situation where we received some documents and new guy wanted to know what to do with them. I told him to put them into an envelope, then put that envelope in the UPS envelope that will get sent to the main branch of my company. Does that sound simple? Because I had to tell him to do this 6 times within 30 minutes, and it was clear with the 6th one, he did not even listen to me the first 5 times, which is even worse since most of those times were in emails he could have easily referenced. You can see how frustrating a situation this is and not be surprised with his lack of progress. He's been working here for 8 months and he's still struggling on basic things. Man, 8 months already. Mm. Well, good luck, Colleen. Maybe this can be encouraging because if this guy can find work, so can you. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Oh boy.
8 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like it's been a year and 8 months. Like, I've completely lost my sense of time, apparently.
Yeah, what is time?
Plague times.
We're in the plague times.
What do you think will be the next times? Hopefully the peace times?
Can we just manifest that?
Not looking good.
The everyone can vote times? The... But... Thank you, Andy, and I appreciate the kind words. I don't know. It is what it is. Figure it out. Well, this morning I did. Last week it felt, because I had been working so much that beforehand, that last week felt like I was just on vacation. And this morning, actually, I did wake up and kind of felt like a little bit of a loser and had a pity party. But then the attorney that I worked for, who had no idea that any of that was happening, I had texted her to find out how a trial that she had last week went, and she ended up calling me, and I talked to her for like 45 minutes, and she gave me like an update on like all of the clients that I liked and whatnot. So I felt kind of better. Goodness. Maybe it was also because I felt better because I was like talking to real people that weren't like, you know, my children or, you know, that I wasn't related to or living with. Since then, but yeah, good times. I felt much better after that. And then I, you know, took down all the Christmas decorations. What did you guys do for the long holiday weekend? We actually didn't really mention that on the show.
It was cold. Yeah. We stayed inside.
Cool.
The baby learned how to crawl.
Cool.
And that was it.
So is she 9 months now?
Yes.
Okay. So she's been alive longer than Andy's coworker has been working with him.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Trying to get my bearings on this 2021, which, yes. I mean, I know
she seems to be learning quicker than Andy's coworker. Hitting her milestones appropriately.
If you can wait 15, 16 years, maybe Eden has a job lined up. She can do it remotely.
We're really working on, you know, the finger, the
fine motor pointer, skills.
The fine motor skills. You know, give her a little time. She'll get there.
Oh, my God. So
an envelope might be beyond her at this point, but, you know, give her another month.
She still might learn quicker.
Yep.
The pointer thing, that's funny you should say that, because we're actually working with Zachary on pointer finger now, because he uses his middle finger to point to things.
A unique choice, but
seriously,
a problematic choice. A problematic finger.
I can't tell you how many times we're like, Zachary, pointer finger is your index finger.
What?
And he's like, that one right there. And we're like, stop. Putting
that one up there.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah, it was cold here too. We didn't really do much Saturday or Sunday, but yes, we did. On Saturday we went to the monster truck rally.
Oh wow. Well, yeah. That is a thing.
It's a thing. Honestly, I thought it was kind of boring, but you know, they were into it, so I forgot we did that. That was this weekend. Wow. So just monster trucks just do a bunch of things. And, like, they don't even really do cool things. They just kind of, like, you know, like, jump over a ramp over a thing and then back. I don't know. It's very geared for kids. And then, you know, the parents have to pull up a website on their phone and they steal your data, probably. And you get to vote for, like, you get to rate them 1-10 or whatever. And that's how they determine the winner. But apparently the show does vary, like, the different size arenas. Like, they can do flips and cool shit and, like, really big arenas. Which we did look. We went with our Jay's sister's husband, Tyler, and our nephew, Hayden, who is two and a half, and he loves monster trucks too. And he looked it up, and the stadium where they do the really cool shit that I think the grown-ups would like, or at least the moms would like, you have to either go to, I think it's Richmond or Atlanta have the cool stadiums. So
That's kind of far.
Yeah, and then we saw Sing 2 in the afternoon because we were going to see it on Sunday. And because I've been obsessed with the Sing 2 trailer, it's somewhat sad that I'm obsessed with it. So it's basically Scarlett Johansson's character is this hedgehog, and she sings this a cappella version of Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and then, like, Bono's character comes out and, like, joins her with it, and I'm like, this trailer is so epic, and everyone's like, you're such a loser. Anyway, super love
that
trailer.
Sounded pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool trailer.
I'm totally gonna look this up after we're done recording.
You should. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, I made us all watch the first Sing on Friday night for movie night, and then on Saturday night we saw it, because we were gonna see it on Sunday, but then the movie theater closed on Sunday ahead of the ice storm that we didn't get, so we had to move it up to Saturday. And yeah, it was super cute. Then on Sunday, we didn't do anything. And then about 2 o'clock, they were beating each other up and throwing things at each other and just needed an energy release. And that was the point where I was like, all right, it's hit 34 degrees. It is now safe to go outside. We're going to Costco and we're just going to walk around Costco for an hour because we really need to do something not in the house.
I relate to that. Our Sunday rituals, we go drop off our compost at the farmer's market and we go grocery shopping.
I love that.
That was really the only time we got outside.
Yeah. And then you talk about the weather and how you can't believe that it's January 16th already.
Yep.
I do the same.
Pretty much. You're like, yep, this is what my life has come to.
As I'm flashing my membership card, I'm like, hey, can you believe it? We're in the middle of January already. It's almost like I was just wishing you a Merry Christmas. And then yesterday, the kids went to Jay's parents because we had to drop Zach off. And then Jay and I went to the movies to see The Kingsman, which is a prequel to the Kingsman movie series. There's two.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I really like the first one. The second one is... The first one's really fun. They're violent. They're kind of like John Wick violent, but, you know, fun violent.
Haven't seen that either.
Thing. John Wick's awesome. But the second one is very gratuitous. Like, kind of, like, more gory for the sake of it. But the first one's awesome. And the prequel was actually really good. I do recommend it. The end.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then Shandy had a super exciting weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not that exciting. But I am training for the Big Sur Marathon. And I missed the first couple of weeks when we were in France. So I'm, like, jumping back in which is probably not the best idea when I was like super out of shape. So it's going to be a weird one, but I've been doing it.
Can you walk? How's your butt?
Yeah. My butt, like things, all the things, it's like already activated, but, I'm trying to do a lot more like core and squats and stuff at the same time.
Ooh.
Which is like the smarter way to train. But yeah, so we're up to like our long run is 6 miles. That's what it was this weekend. So we did our long run. And then on Monday we went out of town and we went on this like super long hike. And so I was able to do that. Like, I don't know, it was a lot of miles. And then like on the ride back, I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to get up afterwards, but I could. it was okay. And today I thought like, okay, I'm going to be totally wrecked, but I was okay. So yeah, no, it was good. There's so much hiking like up, like right by like even San Jose. Oh, it's yeah. Like, I forget sometimes, like we don't just have to go like down the coast to Big Sur, which is awesome. But like, there's like very near like the like major cities. There's great trails. It's crazy. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we like nice. Went to a place that we had never been before. That's the thing is like, I think I've realized it like during the COVID years that there are so many places that I've never been actually hiking that are just like, you know, still like within driving distance.
Yeah.
That's a nice silver lining.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. And that's about it. I was able to walk today. My butt doesn't hurt too much.
Great.
And can you believe it's January 16th, 18th? Sorry.
The weather's fine.
19th?
18th, 19th?
The 19th is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Mama G's birthday. Okay.
Oh! Okay. Happy birthday, Mama G!
Nice.
It's a big one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
65.
Oh.
I was like, I didn't know which way to guess with that.
I know. I was like, right? Do I say 50 and make a joke?
It is 65.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. Which last Thursday was Dennis's birthday. Happy birthday, Dennis.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dennis.
And speaking of Dennis, on the Whole Enchilada feed and the Ramblecast feed and the All Patrons feed, Dennis came up with this spectacular parody show that he actually really did back in like August. And then he needed some help from or some contributions from the Ramblecast players and Jay and I, and we recorded some stuff for him too. It's a true crime parody podcast on why Jack got banned from Twitter, and it's like this really hilarious investigative look into it. And he pulls clips, like out of context clips of Jack from like he did put a lot of work into it. Definitely give it a listen if you're not subscribed to the Ramblecast or the All Patrons feed, which is the one for everybody. Then go to the Whole Enchilada feed. It's a half an hour long. Oh. It's so clever. It's super funny. Definitely give it a listen to.
Also, I feel like Dennis's voice is like perfect for like true crime.
Yes. It is. He's the male Sarah Koenig.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to listen.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And then Mary Ellen's birthday is next week. So I guess an early happy birthday to Mary Ellen. All the birthday's January. Yeah. I'm sure I'm missing.
Big month.
I know.
Yep.
I'm sure I'm missing somebody's birthday and I'm really sorry.
Well, let us know and we'll shout you out next week.
Yeah. Speaking of let us know if you have any feedback for the Real Weird Sisters, anything you want to talk about with them. Let us know if, we need to do our first, like, concept show that we were talking about, which I think we were leaning towards 80s movies that are beloved 80s movies that we haven't seen, or one of us, or more than one of us hasn't seen, or something like that.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm down.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool.
Never ending story.
Which I've never seen. Okay, that one's on it. There we go.
And I think we should do The Labyrinth, too.
Yeah, again, one I've never seen. Okay. So maybe this could just be 80s movies.
I actually have never seen all of Labyrinth either, so we can do that one.
Okay. And wasn't there another one that we were going to do? Oh, Newsies.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Never seen
it. I've blocked it from my mind that you haven't seen it. You know, like, it's, I failed you.
When I was telling Jay about this idea last week when I was editing, and he's like, I'm sorry, I thought Newsies was Amanda's favorite movie. How have you never seen that? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Same feeling. And also, it's not an 80s movie. It's a 90s movie, but like, whatever.
Oh, if it's 90s, we have to do a different one. Doesn't count. We have to do that with 90s movies. So that can be like, seen.
Maybe we work our way through each decade. We
I'm start down for that.
That we've been alive for. So we'll do like an 80s. We'll do a 90s. Yeah. We'll do a what? Early aughts.
A 2000s.
A 2000s.
We'll do a 2010s.
A 2010s.
Oh, for 2000s, we should rewatch the movies, like the teen movies that came out then, and see how problematic they are today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like She's All That.
She's All That.
Oh my God, She's the Man. She's All That.
10 Things Just Cause. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, though, but I just really
I don't think there's anything wrong with that movie.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
It's wonderful.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
I would like to go back and watch A Knight's Tale. I read a really interesting article about it recently.
I've never seen it.
I had never seen it either, but the way the article like broke it all down, it sounded really interesting and like something I really missed at the time and should go back and give it a watch.
Okay.
See, I thought you were talking about the Christmas movie.
Oh.
No, this is the Heath Ledger movie. Night movie where like he plays like a I don't even think it, like he's I think he's like a, you know, a pauper that like talks his way into, you know, poses as a knight and
yeah.
And it's like legit set in medieval times.
It's but it uses like a modern soundtrack.
Hmm.
And it looked kind of gimmicky at the time, but the way the article kind of broke it down, it sounded very, very interesting.
Okay. We can do that. We've got plenty of time to figure this out, but I would be down with that. I would love to rewatch those. I would really like to rewatch Can't Hardly Wait and see how that holds up.
I do rewatch that every now and again. I do enjoy that movie. It happens to be on TV, I always watch it.
Does it hold up? Because I loved that movie.
To be fair, though, because it's like every time it like pops up on TV, watch it, doesn't mean I've watched it all the way through in a long time.
Sure.
So when you just kind of drop into moments, you can kind of tell yourself that there's nothing problematic with it. But I think as a whole.
Do we want to go down the Empire Records rabbit hole?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn the man. Save the Empire.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a while, man.
When's Rex Manning Day? That's when we can do our Empire Records episode. It's like an actual day because I feel like it pops up on my news feed every year.
April 8th.
There you go.
Huh.
Nothing bad can happen on Rex Manning Day.
Which, what day is April 8th? I think it...
Let's find out.
It is a Friday. Oh, that's a day that our episode gets released.
There you go.
Yep.
Perfect. Stars are aligning.
Woo! Much like 2-2-2-2-2 on the Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll see you next week, patrons, at the Hangout level live. Speaking of the patrons, if you'd like to become one, you can join us at the Hangout level next Tuesday, the 25th, at approximately 9:30-ish, 9:45. We'll see what happens. We got to do a bonus show first. But you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. Feedback, again, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. There we go. I got it. I got it right that time. Let us know. Real Weird Sisters. Super excited for that. I love it when we talk to Alice and Martha.
Me too.
Does anybody else have anything? We got to get out of here. I'm going to just start reading more headlines like this one. I kicked burning terrorists so hard in the balls that I tore a tendon in my foot. That's the headline.
Huh. Damn.
Damn.
It's a hard kick.
Yeah, it's a pretty hard kick.
It's a hard kick. Flock of seagulls have a great time playing with massive dildo.
Oh, no.
End scene. All right, everybody. It is time to get out of here. Thank you again. We appreciate it. And we will see you next week. On that note, my name is Colleen. Oh, thank you to the patrons that contribute to a certain level. And that would be Techheart.
Techheart Rickner. From Tokyo.
Jack from Tokyo.
That's their couple's name.
That's their couple, yeah.
What patron level is that? We're starting to make
patron couple names. Name your price and we'll create it. I can't breathe. Oh my god. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Poopy Head Creepy Mailman. Thank you so much. I'm leaving that in. That's not even going to be a blooper.
Love it.
Or a bonus.
Love it.
All right, everyone, on that note, we'll see you next week. Bye. Peace out.
Bye. Bye.